Here are the first two measures of the first verse. Right hand, we have the B above middle C with our fifth, and with this left hand, we are playing G and D. That is the G2 below middle C with our fifth. That's the low G we used in the intro. With it, we're playing the D above that with our first. So left hand has G and D, right hand has a B. These hit together, pedal up and down. Then right hand, I want you to play the F sharp below the B you just played using your third finger. Next, we have this. Now what this is right hand is middle C with the first, and then the A above that with the fifth. With this, left hand is playing G and E. So we play the same G under our fifth. We just play the E above that with our first instead of the D. So we have G and E in the left hand, right hand has C and A. This all hits together, the pedal goes up and down again. Then right hand, I want you to play the G that is right under your fourth, followed by the E below that, but for this, I want you to use your third. So we'll have a little bit of a stretch here, but that is the E above middle C with the third. This is setting us up to do this, which is what happens next. This is the right hand playing the B and D on either side of middle C, and I'm using my first two fingers to do this. With this, the left hand goes back to the G and D that it started off measure one with. So left hand we have the G and D, right hand we have B and D. These sit together, pedal up and down. Then right hand play the E above middle C with your third, then come back to the B and D while the left hand plays this G and D again with it. Pedal up and down. And then right hand play the D under your second finger by itself. So here are these two measures again. Okay, let's take a look at the next two measures.